It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and I'm Freddie Hammer, along with Lucas McFadden on Palmetto Mornings, 100.1 FM, WRHI.
I loved this game show when I was a kid, and we're playing it for a great reason.
That's right.
We're checking in with our friend, Paul Neal. Paul!
Good morning to Paul.
Good morning, good morning.
I'm so glad that you got a chance to call us today, because I know you're working hard, you're on the road, you are riding your bike from Rock Hill, South Carolina to Los Angeles, California, and you did this when you were 19 years old. How amazing do you feel today doing this?
Oh, it's great. It's 50 years ago. It was. I was 18 then, I'm 68 now. So
wow.
50 years exactly.
So where are you, and where in the world is Paul Neal today?
I'm in Weatherford, Texas,
okay,
and I'm getting ready to go to Graham, Texas.
Okay.
And you said Texas.
Don't ask me where those are, because I have no idea.
And you said Texas was the part that you weren't so much worried about, but it was a long stretch of your ride, right? Like, this is, it's taken a couple of days to get through Texas.
Oh, a couple of weeks.
Okay.
It's Texas every day forever.
How many
like Groundhog
miles?
Day.
Yeah, really. How many miles do you go per day, approximately?
Go usually from 90 to 100.
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
Oh, Paul, we've checked in with you on Facebook, and we're so excited. We're living vicariously through you. What's been the most exciting thing you've seen so far on your trip, or maybe the city that's welcomed you the most?
Probably as soon as I got into Texas, I went to Texarkana.
Yeah.
And the people there were so nice. I stopped at a restaurant and just to get water, and this man brought me, said, "What do you, don't you want something to eat?" And I said, "Sure," because I was hungry. And he brought me over some grilled chicken, some boiled cabbage, and cornbread that was out of this world. And
wow.
And then he wouldn't take a dime. Oh. He wouldn't let me pay him or anything. So I got a picture of that guy, Clarence. he was in, I can't even remember the city, but it was, Texarkana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was the first person I met in Texas, and everybody in Texas is so friendly.
That's so great.
That's good to hear.
They're great.
I was going to say, you're probably seeing, we hope, the best of humanity. I mean, people are probably interested in your story once they hear about it, and you're receiving some acts like that. You know, you're not doing it for that reason, but you get to see the good side of folks that a lot of times we don't get to see on various folks, or we just don't get to hear their stories.
Yeah. Would you say that that's true?
I'm sorry, what?
That's all right. It was a long question. That's all right. I was just saying, you're getting to see the best of humanity, just like that story. Are you seeing more and more of those stories when you run into people and you tell them what you're doing and their reaction is like, how cool is this?
Oh, absolutely. I was out in this intersection in the middle of nowhere, and there was a little Amish store. It was closed, of course. And I was sitting there at the light. I didn't even notice the store. This little kid came running out to me with a bottle of cold water.
Aww.
And he said, "This is for you." And I said, "Oh, wow, you're an angel." And so I drank the water. Then he asked me if I needed water for my water bottles. And I said, "Well, yeah, I was, because I was getting low." So he went and filled my water bottles. And he ran. What really got me about it was he ran back into the store and he ran back out with the water. Everything he did as fast as he possibly could. And he was the cutest little kid, probably 12 years old. I asked him if he had Facebook, and he said, "Well, sort of do and sort of don't." So that kind of told me that I'm not so sure he wants his parents to hear this. You know, but I got a feeling he's got Facebook.
Well, that's terrific. We're just so interested in your whole story, and we're thinking you're going to go until the middle of July. You're continuing on through July, right?
Yes, till I'm racing myself, basically, because I have that trip to with the journals of every day of where I was and what I did. And right now, I'm about 50 miles ahead of the guy that was 18 years old.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all, man.
Physically, how are you holding up? Yes, I'm wondering how you do compared to him.
Yeah, he's such an inspiration to me, because I find out, he rode too many miles the other day. He was supposed to stop in Terrell, Texas, and he didn't, and he rode on to Dallas. Well, of course, he didn't have any reservations in Dallas. Ended up going down to the police station and asking if they could have a room there, and they locked him up. And then the next morning, I knew he'd be up and out early, and he was, but he only went from Dallas to Fort Worth.
Okay.
So I'm already ahead of him. So he's wasting a lot of time right now, which is giving me a chance to really put him in the dirt.
This sounds like the plot for a great movie, right?
I swear.
It's like the sliding door parallel universe. So, oh my goodness, that's so crazy, and it's so amazing. And have you had good weather for the most part? Like any close calls or anything? Because we've said we don't worry about you, we worry about everyone
that's
else.
That's right.
But good weather and safe trip so far?
Yes. For the most part, I did get drenched a few times, so I just rode on through it. And one time I got I had a bag on the front of my bike, which put too much weight on the front. It's now on the back on a rack, thanks to the bike shop in Texarkana.
That's
and,
sweet. That place just hooked you up.
I kind of hit some sand, and it kind of pulled me in, and it took me right straight down into a ravine.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't see the traffic. Of course, the traffic couldn't see me. And I managed to get the taillight of my bike up high enough where somebody could see the blinking red. And sure enough, somebody stopped. And we used the bike like a rope. He held the front end, and I held the back wheel, and he pulled me out of that ravine.
Wow.
But that's probably the most dangerous thing that has happened to me so far.
Well, we're glad that you're surviving that and continuing to just stay safe. Just continue to be doing that. My goodness, we're just so proud of you.
And, Paul, do you have someone that's traveling behind you to help you if you have problems like that? Can you talk a little bit about, or is it just you by yourself and that's it?
No, I felt sure that someone would step forward because I was willing to let them use my car. I got a Prius, and... but no one stepped forward to do the driving, and as it turned out, I'm probably just as well by myself.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's fine out here. It's the Lone Star State.
So you're the Lone Star.
Right in it.
You're our Lone Star.
I think Texarkana will just make you an official member of that city. You really seem to have clicked with those folks there.
They were great. They were very, very nice.
Well, we want to check in with you next Monday again, Paul, because we want to see where you are. We're going to keep following you on Facebook, so we'll text you and let you know that we're looking forward to a phone call coming up next Monday, and we wish you the best of luck, and all of our thoughts and prayers are with you here in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, thank you so much.
We're proud of you.
I'll be happy to talk with you guys next week. Might want to give me call the night before and make sure
your alarm's set.
You're good to go.
The sun out here does stuff to your brain, so you got to...
Certainly understand.
We'll be safe, and we'll continue to watch you, and we'll continue to keep our fingers crossed for incredible safe travels. Thanks so much, Paul Neal. You're so great to take this big trip again. We can't wait to keep reading about it. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Paul.
All right, well, here we go. It's just about 9 o'clock. We're inspired.
He's such a cool guy and such a great trip.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the great pictures. He did make some great friends along the way.
He did.
He's getting in the newspapers as he
goes. What a nice way of just seeing people at their best.
Absolutely.
And this world is full of those and some of the other stories that sadly make headlines.
I know.
But there's some great people and just what he gets to see and experience in life at 68. And then 50 years later, I mean, it's just great.
I can't wait to read the book.
Me neither.
I know. We got to get him on
that.
And
then they'll make it a movie.
Exactly.